Ecclesiastes 2:11 says, "Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun." With those words in Ecclesiastes 2:11, Solomon was confessing that all the wealth, wine, and women, and all the pleasures of prosperity that he laid out in the previous 10 verses of Ecclesiastes 2 did nothing to fulfill him. Solomon was saying that this world can only fill us with temporary moments of joy and satisfaction, but there will always be something missing. He was left feeling like life was a big waste of time, and he had gotten nothing out of it, really. He was empty. You will often hear a quote that I have actually passed on in studies in the past. It's been attributed to Augustine of Hippo and Blaise Pascal, and actually neither man said these exact words, but the quote goes something like this: "There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every person which cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God the Creator," end quote. But even though those exact words were not stated by him, in a book of collected thoughts from Blaise Pascal called Pensées, published after his death in the year 1670, we find this comment where he says, quote, "What else does this craving and this helplessness proclaim but that there was once in man a true happiness, of which all that now remains is the empty print and trace. This he tries in vain to fill with everything around him, seeking in things that are not there the help he cannot find in those that are, though none can help, since this infinite abyss can be filled only with an infinite and immutable object," in other words, by God himself, end quote. I guess we can call the quote about a God-shaped vacuum a truism rather than a direct quote, with credit going to Pascal. And then C.S. Lewis is quoted as saying something similar, quote, "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world," end quote. And that is the truth. A major evidence for God is the emptiness a man experiences when God is not in his life. A man must ignore his conscience and the witness of creation in order to remain an atheist. As we're told in Romans 1:19-23, which says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image make like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." Man is empty without God. And when sinful man refuses to repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, he then begins to worship and serve things that can never actually fill that empty place. Throughout history, man has tried to fill that empty void in his heart with alcohol and drugs and sex and violence and gambling, work or hobbies or any number of other things. And in modern times, man is trying to replace God with technology like artificial intelligence and digital relationships, sometimes with computer simulations and lifelike robots. And these lost souls then try to soothe or silence their consciences by believing in scientific theories that contradict God's word, all in an effort to deny that emptiness they feel in their soul while living without God. Of course, many of these people will deny this reality, but every former atheist I've ever met has admitted after the fact that this God-shaped vacuum is real. And I believe all who reject Jesus Christ will stand before him at a great white throne and admit that they were acutely aware of the empty void left in their soul without God. But at that point, it will be too late.